Welcome. Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family, and we are so delighted that you have welcomed us into your home. We would love to hear from you, so send us an email with a question or a comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com, and check us out on Facebook. And remember, you can always listen to our show. Just go out to EWTN Podcast Central, ewtn.com/radio/podcast, or wherever you happen to be listening to your podcast. We have good shows and you don't want to miss them. Here we are in the third week of Advent. I mean, we have three candles lit. Yesterday was Gaudete Sunday. I mean, we were being filled with joy in the midst of all that we have going on and all that is happening, and we are so grateful. And I told you it was going to go really fast. I remember when we lit our first candle, I said, this is going to go really fast. And here we are. It is happening. We are moving. Mm-hmm. And Jesus is coming. And in the beginning, we talked about preparing and being prepared. And how are you preparing? We have 1 week left, and we want you to prepare in the interior part of your life, in the spiritual, which is the most important. I know as a wife and mother, there are many things we have to do, but we need to rest. And we need to seek the face and the heart and the mind of Jesus and prepare ourselves.
Amen. So I believe we have Archbishop Corleone from the Archdiocese of San Francisco.
Yes.
That's going to be with us, and we've got to meet him over the years. Just a tremendous man of God and a great advocate of Our Lady of Guadalupe, whose feast we just celebrated a few days back. Mm-hmm. And he has a project that he's sponsoring along with the St. Benedict the 16th group society. And it has to do with Project Guadalupe 2031.
Yes.
So I was familiar with this. It's so great to hear it. Mm-hmm. And it's like Project Guadalupe 2031. It seems so far away. What's happening? But it's the 500th anniversary of the apparition of Our Lady Guadalupe to Juan Diego.
Yes.
And so, yeah, that's a big, huge deal. And so he's involved in promoting this and various ways people could get involved. I'm really excited about the enthronements of Our Lady of Guadalupe that are going to be taking place, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands. We're familiar with the enthronement of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. But now we're going to be promoting enthronements of Our Lady of Guadalupe, who's so appropriate for this age and for this time in Mexico there, overcoming human sacrifice at that time, 1531. And seven million or so approximately over about 7 years, 8 to 10 million coming to faith, moving that country from a way of despair.
A culture of death.
Culture of death, culture of despair. That's our culture.
Yes.
And to invoke her name, to mobilize people throughout the face of the earth, especially in the Americas.
And to have the great outcome that they had then, right?
Millions.
Millions, and that we too, the culture of death, the blood would cease in our land, and that we as a culture and as the Americas would take on the culture of life.
So we're going to take a break at this point. And we're going to share more about this upcoming, this project that's in motion now, Project Guadalupe 2031. So we'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, today we have Archbishop Salvatore Corleone of the Diocese of San Francisco on the phone, and he's going to speak with us about Project Guadalupe 2031. Archbishop Corleone has served as the Archbishop of San Francisco, California since 2012 and is at the forefront in spearheading this great celebration. Archbishop, we're so delighted to have you on At Home with Jim and Joy to tell us about the beautiful project Guadalupe 2031. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Archbishop, share with us. I see, I'm just getting familiar with this whole project, but it seems to stem back to Pope Francis, something he said, or he cast a vision for this. Can you take us to what he was trying to do at that time and how this is developing?
Yes, this was at the Mass he celebrated on the feast day of Our Lady of Guadalupe in St. Peter's Basilica. So this was December 12, 2022. 9 years before the 500th anniversary. This was when he announced this nine-year novena. He wanted everyone in the Americas, or as he phrased it, America. He said, he spoke of the Pilgrim Church in America. This is the vision that we're really one continent here. He wanted all the pastors of faithful, he said, to participate in this journey to the 500th anniversary. So he announced it in his homily at this Mass. He spoke about how there's this kind of ideological trend that would discredit Our Lady and sneer her as our mother, the way he put it. So we need to reclaim her as our mother, the one who cares for us. And he quoted her famous words to St. Juan Diego, "Am I not here, I who am your mother?" So he wants us to reclaim looking to Mary as our mother and avoid any kind of ideology or ulterior motives.
Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, what are your hopes for this time? What do you hope to achieve with this project, Guadalupe 2031? What aspects are you planning and hoping will come to pass?
Ultimately, it's to bring souls to Christ, yes, her son. That's why she came in the first place. Right, she began really the evangelization of this continent when she appeared to St. Juan Diego. And we know about the mass conversions that started at that time and put an end to the bloodshed and built a new Christian civilization. So that's really the big vision as we look to this 500th anniversary. Pope St. John Paul II claimed her as the star of the new evangelization. We need to look to her for a new evangelization now in this continent, as we see a new kind of bloodshed here, most especially at the beginning of life, but certainly in other ways as well. So it's to bring about a conversion back to Christ so we can reclaim a Christian civilization, that a society that is imbued with the Judeo-Christian ethic, where we can live in peace with each other.
Yes.
Archbishop, speak to us about the home enthronement and of Our Lady of Guadalupe, and why is it so important for families in the Americas now?
We need the presence of our mother in our home, so we developed this home enthronement ritual to enthrone an image of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Families can observe it in different ways. I was just with a group of supporters last night, and one of them spoke about how they processed their youngest child carried the image they processed in the house to the place of the enthronement. And with prayers, we have a litany to Our Lady Guadalupe now that the family can pray. We also have the Guadalupana hymn, you know, that very beloved hymn that the Mexican people sing in honor of Our Lady of Guadalupe. We now have an English translation of it available. So English-speaking Catholics as well can pray this and sing this hymn. So we really need to promote awareness of this among English-speaking Catholics here in North America. They certainly are aware of it in Mexico and throughout Latin America. The Spanish-speaking Catholics here, to a large degree, I believe, are aware of it, but other Catholics need to be aware of it as well, because we all claim her as the star of the new evangelization, especially here in the Americas.
Well, so many of us are familiar and grew up with the enthronement of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and so many of us have done that in our own homes. I can remember it as a young boy seeing that there, but I'm not familiar really at all with enthronements of Our Lady of Guadalupe, but again, the timing of this is just so critical. The need to reestablish a culture of life and to think about Our Lady of Guadalupe being enthroned in homes throughout the Americas, especially here in North America, and our children seeing that and unpacking to some degree who Our Lady of Guadalupe is and the historicity of her apparition and what took place, moving people from such a culture of death and despair to a culture of life and a culture of hope, to rear our children in this way, that they would understand what it means to be Catholic, what it means to have a mother like Mary, the mother of life itself. So it's so very, very exciting. Are these enthronements already online there? Can people begin to do them now?
Yes, they can go to Project Guadalupe 2031 to get all of the resources for the home enthronement. It's a new idea in a sense, but it follows on a classic Catholic practice, as you mentioned, enthronement of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and Immaculate Heart of Mary. It's just something very called for in our own time. You mentioned again about the bloodshed. You know, it's typical of pagan religions to sacrifice children to their gods. So we see this sort of neo-paganism happening in our own society.
Yes.
And we need Our Lady to direct us back to her son to put an end to that bloodshed. There's bloodshed of human sacrifices and also the conquistadores. And to put an end to that and build a new mestizo people. And that is her image. She's the image of she's a mestiza, uniting two peoples. Even it's such a beautiful image. But this is, we have a picture of what Mary looks like in heaven. That's her on the pillar. That's what she looks like in heaven. And we see even her face, there's a lighter side and a darker side to the face to show that she's uniting two peoples into one people of God.
Beautiful.
She's our mother of unity.
Yes.
Well, Your Excellency, can you share with us about the Mass of the Americas and how this honors Our Lady?
Yes, this also began with an inspiration for unity. This started, it was back in 2018, at the beginning of the year, I was looking at the calendar for the year, special events coming up. We have a big celebration with archdiocesan-wide for Our Lady of Guadalupe the Saturday before the feast day, and I noticed that year it was going to be December 8th. So Immaculate Conception is our patroness here in the United States. It's Holy Day of Obligation. People will be going to church. But we'll be having all of these other celebrations for Guadalupe. There's an eight-hour procession that goes for 12 miles with all of the mariachi singing and the mapuchines, these Aztec dancers accompanying the procession leading up to the Mass in the cathedral. So I thought, with everything going on in our society, all the polarization and tensions on both sides of the border and all the hostilities, I thought we need to look to Our Lady as someone who unites us. We all love Our Lady. We all love our mother. And she can unite us into one people of God. So I got the inspiration for this Mass to incorporate Guadalupe traditions, especially the songs, the melodies and those sounds, incorporating it into sacred music. So we have our composer in residence, Frank LaRocca. We've been commissioning new Masses of sacred music. This was the first one. So I asked him to incorporate, familiarize himself with the Guadalupana hymn and the other popular songs the Mexican people sing, and incorporate those sounds within sacred music. So it's within the tradition of polyphony, but it has a little bit of a sort of a contemporary sense because you can hear these melodies and the kind of the harmonies in the music. And I told them that I wanted the people to feel at home, familiar. They're not used to hearing this kind of sacred music, but I wanted them to feel that it's familiar to them and at home, which he definitely accomplished. My vicar for Hispanics is very impressed at how he was able to do this. And the line he told me is that most of these are working class people, many newly immigrated. They don't have much access to high beauty. And he said, with this Mass, you dignify the people. I gave them something truly beautiful, which they deserve.
Well, Archbishop, what are we going to see coming forward with Project Guadalupe, and how else can we get involved?
Well, again, access the resources for the home enthronement. We've been scheduling celebrations of the Mass of the Americas in different significant venues, churches, and shrines. Bishop Briggs in Dallas just celebrated at their Cathedral Basilica of Our Lady Guadalupe. Bishop Connie in Lincoln, Nebraska also celebrated it just the other day on the feast day. I was able to fulfill a dream of celebrating it at the mission, at the Basilica Shrine in Mexico City, at the site of the apparition on October 7th, so the memorial of Our Lady of the Rosary. So we've been celebrating, having these celebrations of the Mass of the Americas in different significant venues, so people, if they have ability to attend one of those Masses and participate, great, but the main thing is to foster this devotion to Our Lady Guadalupe, to look at her as the one who leads us to the deeper encounter with her Son through the resources we are making available, the Home Atonement, the Litany, and so forth.
Mm. Archbishop, thank you so much for spearheading this along with the Benedict XVI Institute, Project Guadalupe 2031. You can go to projectguadalupe.org. God bless you, Archbishop. Keep up the great work. We so appreciate
it. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. I mean, I'm really excited.
It is exciting. You know, this morning I was doing some research, and she had said to San Juan Diego, she had said, "I am your merciful mother, and I will hear their cries, and I will remedy their sorrows." Doesn't the whole world needs to know that? That we have a mother who is merciful, that she will hear your cry no matter what you're going through, and that she will remedy your sorrows. That is comfort to you. And look what came out of that beautiful appearance, what she did, that revival that came. The blood ceased. It stopped. The blood flow stopped because she came, and people believed, and they repented. And that's what we want to happen again.
We're going to take a break at this point. This is such good news. We're in another preparatory time, of course, with Advent, and now with Project Guadalupe 2031. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and now we're going to go straight to Rome to hear from beautiful Joan Lewis. Joan, what do you have for us?
Greetings from Rome to Jim and Joy, and especially Joy, on this day after Gaudete Sunday. Gaudete, of course, meaning joy. I'm going to talk about that Sunday in a minute, but first, kind of a heads up. Behind me, I'm sure you can see the Christmas tree in St. Peter's Square. And that is going to be officially illuminated tonight in a ceremony this afternoon at 5 o'clock. And then the nativity scene will be officially unveiled at the same time. And music and so forth, officials from the Vatican and from the areas that donated both the tree and the tree was donated from the Alto Adige region of Italy, and then a diocese donated the nativity scene. And it's actually kind of unveiled now, very, very pretty. It's more like a big city. But I do want to look back for a minute at some amazing papal events that are related to both the Jubilee and to Christmas that took place in recent days. Now on December 12th, that was the feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, patroness of the Americas and star of the new evangelization. And the Holy Father had some very, very beautiful words. "Holy Virgin," he prayed, "may we, like you, keep the gospel in our hearts, because wherever it is proclaimed, everything becomes beautiful, restored, and renewed. Mother of the true God for whom one lives, come to the aid of the successor of Peter, so that I can confirm all those entrusted to me on the one path that leads to the blessed fruit of thy womb. Remember this son of yours, to whom Christ entrusted the keys of the kingdom of heaven, for the good of all, that these keys may serve to bind and to loose, for the redemption of all human misery. And grant that in trusting to your protection, we may proceed more united each day with Jesus and with one another, walking toward the eternal home he has prepared for us. Extraordinarily beautiful words. And then Saturday the 13th, the Holy Father received participants in a day-long living nativity scene that took place just outside of St. Mary Major Basilica. And the Basilica, by the way, has a nickname. It is called the Second Bethlehem, and that's because of the beautiful relic of the Holy Crib that is beneath the main altar. And then now let's turn to yesterday, Gaudete Sunday, of course, the third Sunday of Advent. And the Holy Father celebrated Mass in St. Peter's Basilica for the Jubilee of Prisoners. And in his homily, he said, many still fail to understand that from every fall, people must be able to rise again. No human being is defined by what they have done, and justice is always a process of repair and reconciliation. If we create, he said, and keep safe spaces for sensitivity, attention to others, respect, mercy, and forgiveness, if we allow these to flourish, even in the most difficult times, beautiful flowers bloom. And even within prison walls, unique gestures, projects, and encounters mature in their humanity. Very beautiful, heartfelt, profound words from the Holy Father. So on those words, I say, time's up and back to you.
Joan, thanks so much for another beautiful report. Christ is coming for those who fall, however low they fall, for whatever reason. He wants to lift them up again. Be sure to join us on Wednesday when we have Father Mark E. Thibodeau to speak with us about his newest book of reflections, Hope and Light for Advent. It's a splendid book. You're going to enjoy the conversation Wednesday and Thursday. So many insights and word pictures to run with this Advent and into the Christmas season. God bless you and all of your loved ones. You're an important part of this EW10 family. You're never alone. You're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.